Welcome to the Lose Your Cravings podcast, taking a different approach to reducing your cravings once and for all with your host, Kisa Amaro, Certified Integrative Health Coach. Well, welcome back, my friends. I'm Kisa Amaro, and I help ambitious women manage their emotional eating without deprivation or complicated meal plans so they can show up fully in their life and their career. Okay, my friends, for our topic for this episode. Now, I'm not going to lie, there is this thought in the back of my head that every so often, and luckily it's getting quieter and further apart, that says you shouldn't eat that. That's too many calories. That's too much fat. Just restrict your food and you'll lose some weight. And then I have to check myself. I have to question my thoughts. And since I have done so much work on my mindset around food and my body and weight, and have coached dozens of clients through this very thing, I know that this is just an old thought that is popping back up for some reason. I might be tired or was looking at magazine covers in the checkout line with flawless women on them, and I was comparing myself to them. Either way, I know that this thought is not true, that it doesn't serve me, and that I have an option to entertain and believe this thought, or I have the option to say, thank you for trying to protect me, but this thought doesn't serve me anymore. I choose not to engage. Now, as someone who has been through the process of shifting my thoughts around food and my body, I understand what's happening when these thoughts sneak into my brain, and I know exactly what to do with them. But there was a time when I didn't have the knowledge and tools that I have now. There was a time when I thought that restricting food was the answer to all of my problems, that restricting food would get me to lose weight, to fit into a smaller clothing size, to be successful, to pursue a relationship. That's a hard word. And I know that you probably still have this thought or belief that you need to restrict food in order to reach your goals and have all your worries go away. Like everything will be cured once you lose the weight. So on this episode, I want to talk about restricting food and how it isn't getting you to your goals. Now, we've all been there, right? Throwing out all the sugar in the house because starting Monday, we're not going to eat any sugar. You are done with sugar and it needs to be out of the house so you won't get tempted by any foods with added sugar. You think, I can do it this time. I just need to get it out of my sight and I won't eat it. Out of sight, out of mind, right? You will finally quit sugar and lose the weight you have been trying so hard to lose, but you just can't seem to keep off for any period of time, right? You lose some weight and then it comes back. You lose some weight and then it comes back. But things are going well for a week or two, right? You're eating more whole foods and veggies, and it seems pretty easy to eat no sugar whatsoever. But then you didn't get much sleep the night before, your kids were having a challenging morning, and you walk into work and colleagues are piling on work and there are muffins in the office. You try and resist, but eventually you give in and eat the muffin, which in the moment tasted amazing. But afterward, you feel guilty for eating it and defeated for breaking your 2-week streak of no sugar. You spend the rest of the day regretting your decision to eat the muffin and wonder where everything went wrong. Why couldn't you just have more willpower to resist sugary foods? You plan ways to make up for the muffin incident and think about the extra mile you run to burn off those extra calories, all while still feeling the pressure from work. Colleagues invite you out for a drink after work, and you think, why not? I've had a tough day. I deserve this. I'll just start fresh tomorrow. You head out and have a few drinks and a few apps, skip your run, and then wake up the next day feeling defeated yet again and think, here we go again, and start all over. Does this sound familiar? Does this scenario sound familiar to you? Do you restrict certain foods or calories or have to stick to a certain ratio of macros? How is this working for you long term? Do you think it is supporting you and your relationship to food? Like how you think and how you look at food and how you feel around food? What if this restriction was actually causing you more harm than good? What if it's not your lack of willpower or poor decision-making, but the act of restricting food that is keeping you stuck in the cycle of eating really well and then going off the deep end? When we restrict food and have an all-or-nothing mindset around food, we tend to desire the very foods we are restricting, and in fact, we end up eating more of them. We pin these foods as bad and that we need to never eat them, and if we do eat them, then we are bad with our diet. That we are unable to control ourselves around food. When you let go of this idea that food is either good or bad, food is neutral, by the way, then the appeal of it lessens. And when we do eat it, we don't feel guilty or shameful about eating it, and we tend to eat less. Less of that food satisfies us. We get satisfaction from a small amount because we're actually enjoying the food. We're not restricting. We know that we could have this anytime. So I want you to take a good look at your food habits, your relationship to food, your restriction of certain foods, and your thoughts about certain foods that you shouldn't eat. And see if this is supporting you. If not, why is that? Why are your habits around food not serving you? What if you stopped restricting food? What if you let go of food rules? What if you saw all food as neutral and not good or bad? How would that change the way you eat? How would that change your relationship with food? If you let go of food rules and restricting, would you overeat it less? I want you to get curious about this. Really think about it. How would shifting the way you think about food affect you and your life? Don't worry about the how. That's what I'm here for. But think about the outcome and how you would go through your day and a life without restricting food, without food rules, with food freedom, not feeling controlled by food, and feeling at peace around food. Wouldn't that be amazing? Now, if you would like support in letting go of food rules and how to stop restricting food to help you lessen your cravings and feel in control around food, then I invite you to book a complimentary discovery session with me where we can talk about what you are struggling with and where you want to be and how I can get you there. That's the how. There's no obligation on this call, but if you would like to learn more about my Transform Your Cravings program, then I would be happy to share that with you. You can find the link in my show notes or the show notes for this episode. Okay, my friends, this is all I have for you today. Join me for my next episode where I am diving into 5 things that are keeping you stuck in your eating habits, whether that be cravings or emotional eating. Okay, until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye, y'all.